Listening. Unit 10. Page 126. D.
You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a woman talking.
I desperately want to get our holiday booked, but we can't do anything until my husband knows which days he can take off work, and nobody seems to have decided that yet. I'm sure that if we wait much longer, the hotels we like will be fully booked, and the prices of the flights will have gone up. Maybe there won't be any seats left at all. I wish my husband's boss would hurry up and sort out the holiday dates, otherwise we might not be able to go.
2. You hear a young woman talking.
I really can't wait for this summer to end. This job looking after tourists is killing me. It's so exhausting and stressful. I thought it would be an amazing experience, living on a beautiful island with fantastic weather and going to the beach every day. But there are so many problems to sort out that I never get to enjoy it. I've realised that I don't actually like dealing with people after all. And I'd just like to sit in an office, work from 9 to 5 every day, and then go home and relax.
3. You hear a young man talking about an adventure he went on.
It was the most amazing thing I've ever done. Trekking through the jungles of Rwanda in search of gorillas, and then, after days, actually finding them was just so exciting and rewarding. To be honest, I wasn't really expecting to see any gorillas at all. They'd warned us that the gorillas are very shy and well hidden, and that sometimes even the experienced guides can't find them for days. So, I was prepared to be disappointed. But fortunately, that wasn't the case. Trekking in the jungle was quite a challenge and pretty uncomfortable at times, but it was so worth it to finally get close to these incredible animals.
4. You hear a man talking about a holiday resort.
This used to be such a beautiful place, with lovely views and endless forests and open spaces. It was so peaceful and calming. But over the last 10 years, so much building has gone on that it's completely changed the character of the area. Now all you see are hotels and tennis courts, and the development is still going on. I can't imagine why they allow it. Well, to make money, I suppose. It's such a shame that the local people only want to make profits instead of valuing the natural world around them.
5. You hear a teenager talking.
I only had 1 week's holiday this summer, and that was pretty awful. It wasn't the location, that was no problem. The hotel was comfortable, and the scenery was beautiful. And we were extremely lucky with the weather, thank goodness. But it was so annoying having to be with Mum and Dad all the time. I always had to do what they wanted, and there was no one else of my age around for me to talk to. It was only a week, but it felt more like a month, and I couldn't wait to get home and back to my friends.
6. You hear a girl talking about her summer holiday.
Well, it's going to be quite a long journey, but I'm looking forward to it. It will be more fun and interesting to take a bit longer over a journey and enjoy the experience. There will be a lot of facilities on board, and I've heard that the food in particular is great. My brother and I have got our own cabin, and we're looking forward to playing in the pool on the deck. I just hope we'll have good weather so the conditions will be calm.
7. You hear a young woman talking about a trip she made.
Last year, I travelled across Europe by train for a month. I made the trip alone because I don't have a problem with that. But I decided that I would set myself the challenge of never eating my evening meal on my own, because that's the one thing about travelling alone that I don't like. So, each day I needed to meet other travellers who I could talk to and eat with. Of course, I was very careful to always be safe. But when you travel alone, you meet so many other travellers that it was very easy, actually. And I had a great time.
Eight. You hear a boy talking about a school trip abroad.
We've been waiting here for an hour and nobody's told us anything. Somebody said they thought there was a delay with the catering. Maybe the food and drinks for the flight haven't arrived yet. Well, I'd rather take the flight without refreshments than wait here for another hour. I hope there isn't something wrong with the plane. I always get nervous when they say that. I expect the plane hasn't arrived here yet. There's terrible fog in London, and it's very likely that it hasn't even taken off from there yet. The forecast was very bad for today. I'm sure that'll be the problem.